Well, we're going to talk with the Griswold FFA folks today as we continue to take a look at what's going on around the area and some of these FFA programs here during FFA week. We have Kevin Blair with us this morning, who is the Griswold FFA leader, and Jake Steinbeck, who's president of the Griswold FFA Club. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks for spending some time. Kevin, I want to start with you first. Let's talk a little bit about FFA. Has this been a pretty fun week for you?
It always is. The kids seem to have a good time, and I guess that's what it's about, is to have a good time and let the other students know what we're doing to help, you know, recruit not only those in high school but also those in junior high. So they see we're having a good time, and they'll want to join when they get to high school.
Is it fair to say, Kevin, that FFA doesn't happen by accident? You have to make it happen?
Yeah, pretty much. You kind of get out of what you put into it, and the more you put into it, the more fun you're going to have. We always say that... you know, when we do a project together, it's never work, because it's always a good time when you have a bunch of kids doing, having a good time and helping other people out.
Oh, absolutely. I know in talking with a lot of the other FFA instructors around the area, it seems like the FFA programs, maybe more so than other educational programs, are really kind of student-driven. Is that the way it is at Griswold?
Yeah. The students are, I mean, they run their program. The FFA is the largest student-run organization in the world. I'm simply here to advise. I have no voting power, so when the kids vote, it's their vote. It's not from me.
You bet. How many kids do you have involved in FFA in Griswold right now?
We've got 46 in-school members, and then there's 10 members that are still in college.
That seems like a pretty good group of kids in that size of a school.
Yeah, I've got a good bunch of kids.
It's good to have that. Jake, I want to bring you into this discussion, too, as we're talking a little bit about how this is largely student-run. You kind of helped to lead this effort in Griswold. How's that been for you? Pretty fun?
It's been the most fun I could possibly have in high school.
Well, very good. Hey, why did you decide to get involved in FFA in the first place?
Well, growing up on the farm and helping Dad every chance I got, I learned a love for agriculture, and FFA is based a lot on agriculture along with leadership, and it just seemed like the right organization for me.
You know, I can see where some folks might say, well, gee whiz, Jake grew up on a farm. He spent most of his time there. He's probably helped out with a lot of chores and seen a lot of things. Why in the world does he need FFA?
FFA helps more on the, just as much on the leadership side as it does on the agriculture side. I've had the chance to participate being a district officer this year, and that's helped me meet so many people and become a much better leader myself.
What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
Oh, boy. There's a pretty long list of things. My overall favorite thing is being a district officer, just because you connect with people on a lot wider level, because there's people from everywhere across the state within the district that I've got to meet and got to know very well through FFA.
Well, I know this is serious and important stuff, but do you put a premium in having fun, too, when you're learning?
I try and have fun in everything I do, whether it be FFA meetings, contests, or just hanging out in Mr. Blair's office during homeroom.
Do you help out with the recruiting efforts a little bit? Are you guys all recruiters for the program?
Personally, I think that every member helps out with recruiting, just because they talk about how much fun we have, how, you know, freshman through senior, everybody gets along good and tries to have a good time at meetings or whatever event we're having.
You know, some kids would kind of scratch their heads and say, gosh, why, you know, we like our summer vacation. Why would I want to do things 12 months out of the year? In FFA, you're kind of active all year round, and you don't mind at all, do you?
Very much.
Very much. I know some folks, the only time that they have a whole lot of connection maybe with FFA, or they really run into a lot of the programming, is during county fair time when you're so very visible there. But that's just a small bit of what you guys do, isn't it?
Yes. County fair is a lot of fun, and we spend a lot of time there, but there's a lot of other things we do outside of county fair also.
Jake, talk a little bit about your connection with the community, too. You guys have to do some outreach through FFA into the community as well. Have you gotten pretty good support?
We have. You know, through just various companies help us out a lot. Syngenta helps us out with a Blue Jacket deal, where they give a they pay for a jacket for a freshman each year. There's a lot of times we've helped the Masonic Lodge here in Griswold with a corn boil. We've helped the firemen serve food at reunion. And we just, if there's a chance to help out the community in some way, shape, or form, we do that. Even parking cars at a football game.
Well, whatever you can do to be visible and be out there and have some fun with it then, too. Kevin, I want to bring you back into the discussion here because I know you've got a lot of kids that have been, Iowa certified. You've got kids that go on for their American certification, stuff like that, too. These kids really want to advance through the organization, don't they?
Oh, yes. When you go to convention and you watch people walk across the stage and, shake hands with the state and national officers when they receive an award, that just kind of, sparks that interest that they want to be up there on stage too.
How do you as an instructor balance this all out? Here's what I mean by that. Because as I mentioned earlier, you've got, for example, mathematics or English classes and things. The kids, they sit through classroom instruction and do those kinds of things. That's all fine. When it comes to FFA, you've got some classroom stuff that you do too, but there's so much more to it. How do you balance all that out so that kids are having fun, enough so that you're keeping their interest, but that they're also getting something productive out of it?
Well, that's a real good question. You just make it work the best way you can. FFA is not an extracurricular activity. It's interest. So we work it into classroom. So, today we might be doing a lab, and tomorrow we're going to discuss some FFA issues before we maybe wrap up the lab. We just have to work it in where we can, keep people informed best way we can. The new technology has really helped us to let our parents know what goes on. Makes a big difference when parents know, because they really tell the younger siblings of those FFA members of what's happening too, and that helps with recruitment.
Yeah. I always like to have a little fun with these interviews too, and because FFA is very different than how some people may remember it when they were in school. It's changed a lot over the years, and I want to ask you, what's the percentage of male to female students right now in your chapter?
We're getting pretty close to being 50-50.
Is that surprising to a lot of folks?
Some people it is, but as we look around the state, when I first started teaching in Iowa, there was like 5 or 6 female ag teachers, and now when we go to summer conference and you look around the room and there's probably 30% of our ag teachers are females anymore.
Which is fun because everybody's perspective is different, but you're getting different perspectives in the room like that. It can only make the program better.
Oh, definitely. The girls, they just have a different way of seeing things or thinking of things, and they just totally complement the guys. It's definitely not a guy chapter anymore. It's both boys and girls mix.
Yeah. Well, and I know there's also a different mix now. It used to be that FFA, back in the day, they were farm kids coming in that live and work on the farm, but it's not that way anymore. Jake, I know you're one of those farm kids, but there are a lot of kids that don't live on a farm. They don't spend a lot of their time there. Is it surprising to you how much they get into this whole FFA thing, despite the fact that they haven't really maybe been exposed to it as much as you have?
Not really, just because FFA is based on leadership, and when you base an organization around leadership, there's just a lot of different opportunities that anybody can take part in.
You bet. Well, I know you've done some fun stuff here this week. Do you have some things coming up yet before the end of the school year that folks should know about?
Well, we've got our banquet will be coming up pretty soon. That's always a fun time. We'll be heading to Denison on March 8th for our district convention. There'll be some contests take place and lots of other fun stuff.
Well, it sounds like you always have things coming up when it comes to FFA. You always have to kind of stay on top of those things, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Jake, you want to throw some other names out for us? You're president of the group there. Do you have other people who are on your leadership group?
I'm the president, like you said. Trevor Elwood is vice president. Kinsey Nicolaus is the secretary. Mason Boucher is our treasurer. Jackie Rush is our reporter. Walker Mundorf is our sentinel. And Wyatt Anderson is our parliamentarian.
I can see where you guys could have some fun at meetings.
Most definitely.
All right, very good. Well, Jake, thanks a lot for your time here today and sharing some of your experiences with us. And Kevin, as always, we appreciate you helping out and visiting with us. It's always fun to talk about some of the great things the kids are involved in.
Yes, it's good to have people like you to help us get the word out. So we appreciate it, Jim.